The wail of sirens as the emergency services rushed to the collapsed Stockline Plastics factory on the 11th of May 3 years ago. A massive explosion had destroyed the building. It happened after petroleum gas ignited in a pipe which had corroded in the cellar. For 4 days and nights they searched for survivors and then for bodies. Linda Kinnan was the last survivor to be pulled from the rubble.
There was a very loud bang. And Stuart said, "What the hell was that?" and turned to go out of his office into the corridor, and I turned to go at his back. And the next thing, it was a sensation of falling. I was unconscious just immediately after the explosion. And I came to, and I was spitting blood and dirt out of my mouth and just wondering what had happened.
3 years on, and today at the High Court in Glasgow, the factory operators were fined £400,000 for breaching health and safety. Passing sentence, Lord Brodie said he had to balance the fine against the company's intention to continue trading and provide employment for the workforce. But speaking outside court, Ian Tasker from the Scottish Trade Unions Congress, who represented some of the families, called for individual directors to be held liable.
"Unfortunately, the justice process that we have now completed probably raises more questions than it has answered. And we redouble our calls for a complete and comprehensive full public inquiry that will provide these answers in due course. The current legal system, as we have heard, is far too restrictive in the penalties that can be imposed. And until directors face personal prosecution for their negligence, families will never receive justice in cases like these."
Sat at the back of court, some of the families of the victims and injured listened as Lord Brodie also told them that the lives of their loved ones were not capable of being expressed in terms of money. They issued a statement calling the fine inadequate. It read, "Over the last day and a half, we have listened to how little it would have cost to replace the pipework that subsequently leaked, leading to the death of our loved ones." Katie Lambert is a sister of Thomas McCauley, who was a storeman in the dispatch office.
"For us, we'd have seen the person who was responsible and somebody standing up there saying, 'Yeah, it was me.' It's a company that's responsible and not a person, and it's not got the same effect as in saying, 'Well, it was your fault,' somebody standing saying, 'Yeah, that was me. I caused that.' It's just a company and it's like a faceless person."
The lawyer acting for the factory operators is Kate Bennett.
"The companies welcome any form of inquiry that will properly establish the facts and circumstances relating to the disaster. It is hoped that an inquiry will result in a full understanding of the circumstances and bring about necessary changes that will prevent any similar accidents occurring across business and industry in Scotland and beyond. For our part in this, we have and will continue to assist by being transparent in all aspects of our business, both prior to the accident and since."
The families have reiterated their desire for a full public inquiry into the blast, along with the fatal accident inquiry that is already planned.